Beijing.
Here's a quick quiz for car enthusiasts. See if you can name this automobile. Prince Charles used to drive one, as did his father, Prince Philip. Chevy Chase drove one into a lake and another off a cliff in the movies. Even Jackie Chan chased the bad guys in a red one in Super Cop. What is this car? The MG, the legendary British sports car, which has now been resuscitated as a Chinese brand. Now see if you can guess which NPR correspondent watched the first Chinese MGs rolling off the production line. The answer will be at the end.
Robots weld car doors on an assembly line. Just a year ago, however, this was just empty fields. Now it's an entire car-making plant. 10,000 tons of equipment brought along with the struggling MG Rover brand. The assembly line was taken apart in Longbridge, Birmingham, England, shipped 6,000 miles across the world and reassembled in Nanjing, China. Bob Stenson, a 20-year veteran of Longbridge, is still gasping in awe.
Well, the whole building is new. The whole complex wasn't here 12 months ago. All the plants come from the UK and has been built, commissioned, and now is running. And we're producing cars off the end of the line.
Has the speed at which it's happened surprised you?
Phenomenal. Incredible. Unbelievable.
Could that sort of thing happen in England or in Europe?
No.
US?
No, I don't think anywhere else in the world.
This example underlines China's determination to become an auto giant. In fact, figures from the Bank of America show last year China overtook the US as the world's biggest car manufacturer. The fact is, Nanjing Automobile Corporation, the company that bought MG for $100 million, wasn't even among China's top 10 car makers. Jerry Huang from auto consultancy CSM says this strategy of buying a failing global brand shows the impatience and ambition of China's car makers.
They just want to save time because it will take a long time to build a good brand image or to promote your brand to all over the world. So if you acquire a famous international brand, it will save time for these Chinese car makers to expand their business internationally.
But can it work? As the first Chinese MGs drive off the assembly line through clouds of dry ice, there's fanfare. But privately, the bosses admit Nanjing Auto is seeking more cash, taking out government loans of hundreds of millions of dollars to fund their expansion plans. And there were more revelations. An MG plant had been planned for Oklahoma, the first Chinese car factory on American soil. But there's been acrimony with the American joint venture partner, and Nanjing Auto's Paul Stowe says that dream is now dead.
My understanding, there is no more plans with the Oklahoma plant. We are discussing possible ventures in America, in the future, but I don't believe there's anything on the table at the moment with Oklahoma.
Company president Yu Jianwei says cooperation might now take other forms, such as co-branding or technological cooperation. And he believes Chinese companies don't yet pose a serious threat to American carmakers at home.
Chinese carmakers have a lot of difficulties entering the American market regarding our understanding of the American market and of American laws on safety and environmental regulations. We've still got a long way to go.
For now, Nanjing Auto is largely focusing on China, where car sales were up 30% last year, the second largest car market in the world after the US. And for all their protestations, government-owned companies like Nanjing Auto have deep pockets and big ambitions, as they market the MG as the car that makes your heart beat faster. The launch boast was this. Japanese car companies took 30 years to make it internationally. South Korea took 20 years. The message is unmistakable. Watch out, China's automakers are coming, and faster than you know. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Nanjing.